That's REM with the shiny, happy people. None shinier or happier at this instant than the brand new, the all new Jeremy Vine.
Thank you, Ken. You can't do another half hour, can you? Because we're not quite ready.
If the money's right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon and the warmest of welcomes to the Jeremy Vine Show. Very nice to be with you. Today we discuss guns among young black men. Will a change in the law change the culture? The Home Secretary's here. Plus, the warning from a Gulf War veteran. If our troops go into Iraq, they could end up being killed by Americans under friendly fire. In the second hour, it's Monday, so it's health. Today our topic is dieting. Oh, you're interested in that. Me too. From the caveman diet to the F plan, we stick a pin in some diet myths between 1 and 2. Do get in touch. Email or ring 0500 288 291 or vine at bbc.co.uk. BBC Radio 2. News first with Adrian Finnegan.
Jeremy, the government has announced that anyone found in possession of an illegal firearm will be given a mandatory 5-year sentence. The Home Office said it was important to tackle a culture where people thought it was acceptable to carry guns. And that's the BBC News at 3 minutes past 12. I'll be back with more at 1.
Adrian, thanks very much indeed. The Home Secretary will be with us very shortly. Well, when it comes to the first record on the first show, there really isn't that much choice. Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road, our first record. We've got two of the researchers trying to siphon off his unleaded, which should keep us moving until 2. Now, the Home Secretary, David Blunkett, has today called for a minimum jail sentence of 5 years for people caught carrying illegal guns. The announcement comes in the aftermath of the fatal shooting of two teenage girls outside a party in Birmingham on New Year's Day. The government claims this is no knee-jerk reaction, but it's in response to new figures out later in the week, which will show a big increase in gun crime. The Home Secretary, David Blunkett, joins us. Welcome to you.
Well, welcome to you as well, and good luck with the new programme. It's a hard act to follow. You're experienced enough to be able to do it, and I hope I can do justice to being the first interviewee. And happy New Year to all your listeners as well as to you, Jeremy.
Well, thank you. And while we're on some warm words, we and the listeners are pleased to see you back from illness as well.
Well, that's a good start. Thank you very much.
Now, tell us why you think that a minimum jail sentence for carrying an illegal gun will work, given that clearly the people with the guns aren't being caught at the moment. Elvis Costello and the Attractions and Possession. We'll have some Presley very, very soon. 0500 288 291 is the number to call. Lots of people are, and we'll read your comments out very shortly. The email is vine@bbc.co.uk. If you want to talk about guns or our next subject, if British troops go to Iraq, they'll have to hope that fluorescent markings on their vehicles will be enough to stop them being identified as Iraqi troops and coming under fire from the Americans. A retired senior officer today says British soldiers should not fight Saddam Hussein unless they are protected from friendly fire. Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Larpent says systems have not been updated since the Gulf War, when 9 soldiers were killed in his unit from an American attack.